You're listening to the CallToCome.org podcast, reaching the nations to help the bride of Jesus get ready. Now let's listen to today's message with our hosts, Call to Come.
Well, good morning or good afternoon and good evening to you from other parts of the world. We are delighted to bring to you another podcast in the series of Understanding as the Church, Our End Time Identity as the Bride of Christ. And I'm Dr. Howard Barnes, and both myself and my co-director, Dr. Mike Pike, have been sharing with you some of the revelations which are about the Bride of Christ, and bringing to you the things that we hope will stimulate you and cause you to hunger and to thirst for more understanding about your end time identity in these days as His precious bride. How essential is it that we understand that? Because He's the bridegroom king. When He returns, He is coming back as the bridegroom king, not just the king, but the bridegroom king. And He's coming back for a bride, and He's coming back for a bride to meet with her in the air and to bring to life again those who have gone before and died, to bring them together as a most beautiful woman, the most beautiful woman that's ever been created. And if you like, her name is Ecclesia, the church, the most precious of all His creation. Because Father God wanted to give a love gift of a bride to His Son. That's been His eternal desire and eternal purpose. And that's why He brought about the birth of His Son, Jesus, to come to earth as the Redeemer and Saviour of mankind, to equip us and to change us and to transform us so that we could be the person who He calls My dove. Yes, His church He calls My dove. The bride He calls My dove. And we've been reflecting on that. And without the redemptive purposes of God, without the blood shed of Jesus Christ, we had no chance to be cleansed and forgiven and positioned and to receive the Holy Spirit so that we become the temple of the Holy Spirit. There are so many beautiful pictures in Scripture describing who we are: sons of the Father, heirs of the kingdom, sons and daughters of God, co-heirs with Jesus Christ, positioned to sit in heavenly places with Him above all authorities and powers, with Him on that throne right now and for eternity. Pictures of us as not just a building of living stones, but as the body of Christ. The body, yes, the body. The pain of the body is felt by the head. When you cut yourself, you feel the pain in your body, and you register that information in your head. So Christ, when He sees His broken body, His argumentative, His disunified body, He feels the pain of His disjointed, dismembered, hurting body. And so we've been looking at some of these pictures, and the most precious picture that is given to us in Scripture of the Church of Jesus Christ is not just as a temple, although that is a wonderful picture. It's not as the body of Christ only, but that's an incredible picture. But it is as His precious bride, because that talks about an intimacy and an identity with Him that is beyond anything else. And so we've been looking in these podcasts about pictures that God uses to help us understand our true identity as the bride of Christ. And we've been looking at the fact that He calls us His dove, and He loves us in a way that is impossible to fathom the depth of. He calls us, "You are my darling, you are my dove," and we've seen the reasons why he chooses, some of the reasons why he chooses the picture of the dove to explain and define and to illustrate who we are in his eyes. We've said that the dove is a very sensitive bird. It has only eyes for the king, no peripheral vision, can only see things in front of it. It has no gallbladder, so it is nothing in it that is bitter and distasteful. The dove mourns. It's very sensitive. It is sensitive to atmosphere, and it mourns like in the Beatitudes, "Blessed are those who mourn, mourn for closer relationship with him, mourn for righteousness, mourn for a deeper relationship and friendship and knowledge of him, hungering and thirsting and desiring him." Yes, we've seen many things. And this, today, I want to pick that up again and talk this time about what it means to be the bride of Christ, in that we have to be compatible with him in order to be his bride. It is impossible that he could unite with anyone else. It is impossible for him to marry anyone who was not compatible. And so God, in his wisdom, decided to create a compatible partner for him. So yesterday we talked about the centrality of the theme of the bride in Scripture. I mentioned that it in the Song of Songs, Solomon, a picture of Christ, our bridegroom king, refers to his bride, the Shulamite woman, as his dove. Likewise, as their relationship develops, she too describes him as a dove. And that is typical, because they begin to grow together, to be like each other, to think like each other, to speak like each other. Tomorrow, I'm going to tell you how significant that description, that descriptive term is, and why perhaps the Holy Spirit causes it to be in Scripture to describe the bride of Christ. But for today, I just want to emphasize the significance of the fact that both the bridegroom and the bride express their love for each other by both using the same word dove. And perhaps, as we playfully suggested, by singing or cooing to each other as a dove, the point I'm making is that they were compatible. They were very similar. They are very similar. They have to be. They were like each other. When God created the world, he spoke, "Let there be," and it was. When he created Adam, he stooped down to earth and formed him with his own hands from the dust of the earth. But he created him male and female. So I ask the question, if he created Adam male and female, where was Mrs. Adam? She was inside Adam, because she had to be made of the same DNA. She was not made of other stuff. She was made of divine DNA. She had the same DNA pattern as him. She was flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone. In order for Adam to have a compatible partner, she had to be out of him, out of his DNA. So when God formed Eve, he put Adam to sleep and drew her out of his side, and so she was called woman from man. But Jesus is the second Adam. And he too needed a compatible partner to be his bride, the wife of the Lamb. But there was no compatible partner until Jesus died, put to sleep on the cross, to purchase, redeem, and sanctify by his blood a bride who would be like him. There was no one like him. He could marry no one. He was alone in that sense. She, the bride of Christ, who was in Christ before the foundation of the world, had to be drawn out in the same way as the bride of the first Adam, then became known as Eve, had to be drawn out of his side. She was already in him. Then when the spear of the soldier pierced his side on the cross, the bride of Christ, who was in Christ before the foundation of the earth, was drawn out. Truly, in his bride, Jesus had a compatible partner, made of his same spiritual flesh and same spiritual blood and spiritual bone. Because of this, and this alone, she is able to reign with him in the ages to come. Are you of the company of the bride? Jesus urges us to make ourselves ready, Matthew 25, the parable of the foolish virgins. O Lord, our bridegroom King, how blessed we are. How blessed we are indeed. It's very interesting that I mentioned just now that we are made of the same spiritual bone and spiritual flesh. I also mentioned same spiritual blood. Well, in a sense, that's true. Because if we inherit our father's blood, even if we are born with our mother's blood for a while, then we begin to create a blood that is of the same pattern and image and connection with our father's blood. And Jesus inherited his father's blood. It was Father God who was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. It was Father's blood that was shed on the cross, as well as Jesus' blood. For indeed, God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. And so he was made of the same blood, he was made of the same flesh, he was made of the same bone as the Father who created him in the womb of Mary. And when he died on that cross, we were born in him, and out of him we were drawn when that spear pierced his side. Interesting, isn't it, that when Scripture describes that terrible act when the soldier threw the spear just to find out whether he was alive or dead, it says that blood and water flowed out. Two elements always present at birth. The church was born on the cross. The bride of Christ was born out of his side, just like Eve was born out of Adam. So today, I choose, Lord, bought by your blood, loved and redeemed and washed and cleansed, to be the recipient of your life, because there's life in the blood, and you have given me birth, a spiritual second birth, out of your riven side when you died on that cross for me. And so today I choose to live and worship you as your beloved bride. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Holy Spirit. And God bless everyone who's listening. Maranatha.